Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show. Real talk up in this joint. Where we at? Sound effects not kicking in. I guess I'll get it cracking. This dude's coming live out of Tampa, Florida tonight because the folks on the board is eating Philly cheesesteak and I can't even get the sound effects up in this mug tonight. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live, the Friday Night Cypher. Folks probably been drinking prior to the show, so we won't get it right, hopefully, tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, we got some special guests coming past tonight. We got Lil Niecy and a couple of tracks from Lil Niecy out of Norfolk, VA. Plus, we got that dude, Rich Faith. He's a designer out of Greenville, North Carolina. Rich Faith and Lil Niecy hanging out inside the Cypher. On the other side, Tizzy and Hot Chocolate. We'll be right back. DM Hyman Radio Live.
Best of believe I can give you what you want and all that you need. Mac and all the ladies, from the fly to the shady. Marquis Diamond, 600 Mercedes. I fly you across the seas in a private jet. Whisper shit in your ear to get your panties wet. Honey, I show you how good life can get. Whining and dining nonchalant in the finest restaurants. Feed you lobster cause I'm a true monster. Lame niggas bore ya, lay ya down in the Waldorf Astoria. Victoria's Secret, lingerie, I like the freak shit. Dim the lights, sex all through the night. King size bed, that she's getting right. When you out, leave my number by the horn. When you wake up in the morn, I'm gone.
Big mama, don't you like what you see?
Like my girl Mary B, you just ain't running up in me. You got to give me what I need, baby. That's a drop top V, baby. Martini and Rossi, Oxy, Spumante, Dom Perignon. So we could get it on. Movado watch, tennis for the wrist, nigga. You ain't never seen no ice like this. So now you know what you working with. Handle your business and keep coming with that stuff that I lie. Light a candle, I'm too hot to handle. I see your eyes lighting up my hips and my thighs. Man, I'll do things to you. Vanessa Del Rio be shamed.
Mac ass nigga, move like Tomcat.
in the zoo suit. Games foolproof, leaving parties with bitches and NSX. Cool fitting game, with or without the eye contact. With or without contract, laying my game down flat. Kleptomaniac rides any rhythm that you give them. I'm living right. Semi-precious stones, you gotta get your skin tight. Can't see mobile function with women, how to live life. If that's your girl, she wasn't last night. Made a life worthwhile, Benjamin's by the pile. Turn the frowns to smiles, living good fellas lifestyle. Nails done in here, living rooms with chandeliers. Sex in the stretch, flex, no kids for who wanna stare. Yeah, now that's a real woman for you. High execs and lawyers, pearls, gems, and tag lawyers. Bachelor degrees, bringing home bacon and cheese. Freaky Sandra ain't afraid to get some dirt up on her knees.
Friday night cypher, right? But in this moment, let's act like it's Sunday. Oh,
wait a minute.
Right.
He gonna preach. He gonna preach.
You better get your life right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No doubt.
You better say it.
On to other things in the news. How about the 4,500 people that were stranded at sea finally pulled into the Alabama port after eating onion sandwiches for like 48
hours? He didn't say an onion sandwich.
Wow.
And this is exactly the reason why I will never be able to get my mother, who has never had the pleasure of being on a cruise before and cannot swim to save her life, she will not go on a cruise now because of that type of mess right there.
Listen, five bathrooms, five working bathrooms for 4,200 people.
Yeah, I heard they were using bags and sitting them outside of the door for the porters to come and pick up because
they didn't have
no working bathrooms.
But nobody was picking it up, and nobody was picking up those bags, and it left a stench on the boat so bad everybody was trying to sleep out on the deck.
Yo, Carnival could not pay me enough money for me not to go away. Do you hear me? Oh, my God. Can you say somebody called Jacoby and Myers?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Like, who can the people sue? I mean, because from my understanding, the boat just kind of died.
Now,
I just kind of gave out.
I've been on a cruise before.
There was a fire in the engine room.
Okay.
And the compensation is this. You get a refund, you get another cruise in the future.
And it's like $500 cash or something like that. Right, there's a minimum that you can claim to it. But, I mean, listen, I'm still calling Jacoby and Meyer. Damn that.
You know what?
Damn that.
You know, before we go any further, I want to bring on, we spoke about this gentleman earlier at the top of the show. We got Rich Faith hanging out with us tonight.
No doubt.
Yes,
Rich Faith
so how you
closing
doing?
In the
I'm
building.
What's going on, Rich Faith?
What's going
on? Yeah, let everybody know who you are, darling.
All right, I'm Rich Faith, based out of VA, Virginia Beach, but I'm from North Carolina.
Uh-oh.
We have a clothing company called Rich Faith Clothing, me and my lady.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say their pieces are definitely quality. I encountered Mr. and Mrs. Faith on Instagram, my trusty little buddy every day, and the networking possibilities, not for nothing, on Instagram are amazing. Like, you are really going to come across some very, very talented individuals on Instagram. It's not just BS. It's not just, you know, booty models with duck lips. There are definitely some quality networking opportunities on Instagram. So,
check. let's pause for the calls. Let's take a break, come back. It's 6:12 on the West Coast, 9:12 here on the East Coast. We got the dude Rich Faith, designer extraordinaire, hanging out with us tonight. You're inside the Cypher. We'll be right back after this with Rich Faith.
Got to tell her again, and if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now, girl. I'm just saying now, give me yeah now. Oh, she a fan now. Tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say ooh damn wow.
Tell them you ready, got to tell her.
joint right there. It makes me want to do the bogle dance like I was back in Shadows in VA or something like that. I don't know. TM Hyman live tonight. This is Hot Chocolate representing VA, and I have also one of my North Carolina brethren on the line with us, Rich Faith, clothing designer.
Yes,
yes. Hey, welcome to the show, bro. We appreciate you for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you, man.
It was hard to get my hands on Rich Faith, people. You have to know how hard I work and track this interview down. I want everybody to know that Hot Chocolate pounded the pavement for this one. But I'm glad you're here. And let's get right into it. So first and foremost, just tell us how you got started. How you appear rather young to me. So I want to know how someone of your young age has the fashion vision that you have. Like, let me just give our listeners a little bit of a preview. I'm going to try to give you a visual preview of what Rich Faith provides.
Okay.
Rich Faith provides clothing and designer jewelry pieces custom made for the fashion forward person.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, you must be confident in your fashion sense to rock anything that he has, because if you don't, if you're not confident in it, you're not gonna rock it right. That's
true,
is it. That's first and foremost. So my fellas who I've seen on Instagram flexing, like Trinidad James says, straight flexing on Instagram, yeah, they've been rocking them Rich Faith clothing pieces, I must say, rather nicely. So
again,
let our listeners know, first of all, how old you are, second of all,
okay,
how you got started, and we'll start from there.
All righty. Well, I'm 27 years old, and the actual business, the Rich Faith Clothing, has been in the mix for about a year now. We just it just took off very nicely. We blessed as far as the takeoff of it. And it's basically me and my girl, we decided to step out there and try on stuff. And, I mean, we think we have a good sense of fashion, so why not, you know, let the rest of the world witness it? So we did that, and people have been loving it ever since.
Yeah, definitely show. And shout out to Rich's girl, Delicious Treasures, is that right?
Yes, right, Delish.
Okay, Delish, yes. Shout out to her. She rocks this piece as well, too. I see her face.
So are the pieces male and female? Are they unisex pieces? Build a little bit.
It's male and female. I mean, as far as the clothing, you got male and female clothing. And as far as for the female side of things, we named the Delicious Treasures for the female side of clothing. And the male is more Rich Faith. But as far as the dirty pieces, you know, I mean, everything is custom that we do. Nothing's pre-made up. I mean, it's made to order. So you order, you pick your color, how you want it, and we make it happen for you.
Okay. Well, how can people find you, Rich? How can they get
I want to see some of this stuff right now.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, you can check me out on Insta. On Instagram, you can check us out as rich_faith, RICH_FAITH.
Oh, you want to do that as well.
Okay. RICH.
Okay.
_FAITH, faith. And you can check out the website as well if you want. It's richfaith, the number 7FIVE7@gmail.com. That's the actual, the email. And the website as well is .com. So you can check us out there. And if you want to contact me, my number is 757-392-6810. And just let me know what you need, and we make it happen from there.
No doubt. So who's your motivation? I'm sorry, Tackle. Who's your motivation,
my motivation.
For one of becoming a designer?
Motivation. I will have to say my man Jay, man. From the beginning, I mean, Jay's my favorite rap artist all the way, but him stepping out into the clothing line and seeing he does what he wants to do, and I mean, that's my whole ambition as far as getting there where I could do what I want to do and people, follow the lead of it. But I pretty much is, our clothing is made for you to express yourself as far as, cheetah sleeves, leopard sleeves. People like to step out the box, and that's our whole theory of everything, letting you step out the box for the cheetah and the leopard.
And the bright colors and the chopped and screwed jacket.
Yes. And the jacket is something else as well. The way we chop the jackets up. I mean, it's pretty much, it's a jacket that you have bleaching and you're dyeing it, you're doing stud and everything to it. So, I mean, it's a way to step out the box and pretty much a statement, a walking statement, you could call it.
Okay.
And tell us also about the jewelry that you're doing.
Okay. And the jewelry, I have different lines of the jewelry as far as whether it be the wings collection, adding wings to it, or, you have your the armor fatigue, the camo sets we make, or for the kids, we have the Hello Kitty, the Winnie the Pooh, whatever you need for your kid. So, I mean, we try to touch all bases of it, but from the adult to the child, so everybody could actually, take advantage of the custom pieces.
And the wings have actually been purchased by some celebrities. Chef Broglie got a pair of wings. I got a pair of wings, too.
She did, yeah. Chef Ole did. He actually reached out on Instagram as well. He posted some wings, and my followers actually referred me to him and vice versa. So he actually wanted some, so we made him a nice little set and shipped out to him. He reposted and gave us a good shout-out about it, good reviews.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and on the other side of this, we want to find out a little bit more about, what's your target market and so forth. But we'll get into that when we come back. Here we go, Friday Night Cypher, Pusha T and Kanye, New God, Flow.
Everything else, supreme dope dealer. Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said Push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer, a hot temper matched with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Think 99 when Puff would have had shine with them.
Yeah.
Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in the beats that took a soul on us.
Well, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more.
Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
By three, line them all up and let's just see. Up some yay,
up from yay. I wouldn't diss on that nigga with grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My this is luxury ball made.
Hey.
I'm ballin', I'm already. A Nick soul in the park, then I want in. What's a king without a crown?
What?
What's a circus without your clown? What's a brick from an out of town? When you flood and you can drown.
Yeah.
It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign. Can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man, mad people was running. Oh, man, made something for nothing. Picture work is so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope to someday service, we got green in the eyes. Just follow my experiment. Moses never.
Let's pull the two seat out, baby. It's wherever you want to go.
Right into the music. This is how we do it. All night. Breezing down the freeway. Just me and my baby. In our vibe. Just me and my thoughts. No worries at all. Listening to the
What up came back for you. I just needed time. Caught in the life, I can't let it go. Whether that's right, I won't ever know.
But here
when I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. Automatic weapons on the floor, but who can you call? My damn bitch, one who live by the code. Put this music shit aside, get it in on the road. Lot of quiet time. Pink bottles of rose, exotic red bottoms, soul body glitter than gold. Following fundamentals, I'm following in a rental. I love a nasty girl, swallow what's on the menu. That money triple up when you get it out of state. Need a new safe, cause I'm running out of space. El Ray Jetson, I'm somewhere out of space. In my two-seater, she the one that I would take. We
vibing to the music, this is how we do it.
Goes
pull up on the block in the drop top chicken box. Mr. KFC, DVS is in the watch. Living fast where it's all about that money bag. Never front you, take it there, it ain't no coming back. Top down right here is where she wanna be. As my goals unfold right in front of me. Every time we fuck our soul, take a hold of me. Addicted like Boogie, that pussy be controlling me.
Real talk.
929 in the Hamptons. It's 929. What is all that?
I have no idea.
Okay. 929 in North Carolina, everybody. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. We hanging out with that dude, Rich Faith, designer, talking about his different pieces. And if you're just tuning in, you're going to have to go back and check out the podcast. Man, this has been a pretty wild week. And tonight we are recapping the week in news and entertainment. All of that noise is coming from
Kizzy Sunshine, what is she doing?
That's not Kizzy. Rich Faith out there in North Carolina tonight. Or is it South Carolina? It's North Carolina.
It was him, so I muted him. Hold on.
It's North Carolina.
Greenville, North Carolina. Glad to bring him back. Hey, Rich. Rich, what's going on tonight, bro?
Nothing much, man. Maintaining.
Are you having a party in the background?
Nah, I'm dropping. You know, I'm working all the time.
Oh, yeah,
working.
True. I forgot you out in the streets. You out in them streets.
He grinding. Grinding.
Always.
Okay, so I want to go.
I want to go.
Okay, go ahead.
That's delicious.
I know, right? Kizzy Sunshine. Okay, look, so I want to know, Rich, how do you select your gym?
If everything's custom as far as what the person wants, really. Whatever they request, I make it happen there. We have a lot in stock. But I go off of everything custom, so whatever you choose, you want, whatever color, I make it happen that way.
Okay,
so
let me tell you. I was just going to tell you how I created my piece and give you an example.
Okay,
so what I saw first was a T-shirt that he created that said Virginia Girls, and it had a set of, like, the Mickey Mouse character hands, making the two up, two down for Virginia, and then underneath Do It Better, so VA Girls Do It Better was the theme of the T-shirt.
Right.
It was, like, a bright, hot pink shirt. No, trim around the shirt, but it was a black T-shirt. So, boom. Somehow we kept having issues with the shipping, right, of the shirt, and I wasn't getting it. So I contacted him, let him know. He went out of his way to get me exactly what I wanted, but in the twist to make me happier, he, you know, was working on another creation that involved a Marilyn Monroe design. So he asked me if I liked Marilyn Monroe, which of course I do, and he incorporated that into that same theme shirt that I wanted at first, which then led to me being on his Instagram page, like, I guess, searching for that creation, waiting to see how it was going to come up. And then
Gina, let me ask this based on what you just said. Rich, what made you associate Marilyn Monroe with hot chocolate?
I mean, just the spices of Marilyn Monroe, whatever. And, you know, Virginia steps out there. So, I mean, I put two and two together. I figured that she was a classmate at the same time that she would like the design, and I knew she would do her justice. So I gave her the idea. She liked it, so we made it happen.
And I love it. So many times.
Do you take people's personalities? Do you take when you meet them what they already rocking? How do you kind of freak? I know you said that it's custom, so people give you concepts.
And you take those concepts and you
make it happen. I guess my question is, what's the common thread? They're all custom designs, but what's that common thread that causes you to put that spin on it for that particular person that makes it unique for them?
Basically what I do, I mean, I check them out, the pictures, whatever. I mean, I try to, you know, give my opinion. I don't want to, like, persuade a person too much to take my idea because, I mean, it is custom, so it's what you want. But I just give my little spin on things of how I feel it maybe make it better at the same time, making the custom app at the same time. So 99% of the time it works out and everybody's happy, but I try my hardest to make the custom app before I put my own opinion into it too much. That's why I asked her as far as the mailing before I just went off and did it.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, that's
I still
awesome,
would have liked
man.
It anyway.
No, that's awesome. If you have a question or if you want to find out how you can get your design custom made by Rich Faith tonight, hey, just hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. He's open to whatever it is that you want. You know, he'll give you some suggestions, but he's still going to give you that custom design. It's called Rich Faith. Rich Faith, you can check him out on Instagram right now. And you also gave your number. Any other information you want to give our listeners tonight, man? Again, we appreciate you for swinging past, hanging out with us. We know again,
you're
in the street right now in North Carolina making it happen. But how can we contact you to get our custom designs?
You can either call my or call or text, whatever. No big deal. That's the business line. Or you can email me at Delish. It's DELISH.treasures with the S at gmail.com. That's my lady's email. She handles all the books part of everything. But just give me a call or email. We can make it happen. Your colors, what you want done, and check out my actual Instagram and the pictures and go off that.
No,
well, I know hairdressers and barbers. He does custom capes, T-shirts, jackets, hats. Whatever,
ooh,
basically.
A Renaissance man.
Definitely.
<Yeah.
laughs> No
look
doubt.
Everything. If it could be printed, I can make it happen for you. So, that's everything.
Yes, and you sound like you're very confident about your pieces. I would really love to see, what you have. We have a clothing line, my partner and I. And, it's very interesting. So,
mm-hmm.
It's like you have to stay, current. But at the same time, find your individual niche.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because anybody can. I've heard people say, "Oh, it's just a T-shirt." And then sometimes,
it's more.
Exactly. Because you may have one person say, "Oh, that's just a T-shirt," but the next person is like, "Oh, wow, that's for me." Even if it's not a T-shirt, it's an actual shirt. But you got to have your own individual niche. And people want what they want. So as long as you stay true to yourself, I don't think there's going to be a problem anyway.
Well,
and
congratulations
I think
to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Thank
congrats.
You.
And again, congratulations to your queen that's holding you down.
Yes, yes.
We are going to get into this new one. This is a new one from Lil Nancy. I think Nancy is actually on the line next after this joint. It's called Hey, Lil Nancy. You heard it first right here at T on the Hama Radio Live. We'll be right back with Lil Nancy on the line.
Hey.
9:37. We'll be back.
Hey.
This style, I give my shine on, baby.
follow my lead. If it's shining, baby, why don't you holler at me?
I simply introduce her as a singer and a model. She is a singer. She is a model. She spits her, oh, my, you have no idea. Oh, my gosh, she spits. And I probably should have said that first. So
aww,
I apologize
you.
To you.
I will give my full description. Little Nancy, Queen of Backpack Soul, because that is the genre.
Backpack
a little bit of throwback.
Soul.
You know, really, I mean, I'm sure at all of our essence, we're all hip-hoppers at heart. We all came up through the late 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, mid-90s when hip-hop was cracking.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that is the basis of the sound. I just happened to be blessed with the sort of voice where I could deliver it, you know, in a melodic form. So that's where we're at right now. But, yes, we go way back. You guys knew me from my work days and T knew me when I was doing some of my modeling stuff. I'm still doing a little bit of everything, but it was just I had to kind of find my niche and find my voice and get back into singing because that's kind of what brought me to Virginia was to get my music degree, and then I, you know, had some life things happen. So
explain to our listeners what Backpack Soul is, because everyone may not be familiar with that. And if you're not, you're really missing out. But let them know what it is.
Well, you can actually Google the term backpacker for all of those that aren't sure, you know, or don't know the true essence of hip-hop culture. You know, backpackers, hip-hop, had your DJs, your graffiti artists, you know, your MCs and just DJs, every element of hip-hop. Well, backpackers were the guys, like, mobbing around on the trains, the trolleys, wherever you come up. You know, that would just mob through the streets with their backpack. They had their music, you know, their school books, whatever. But it's just really a way to sum up, you know, hip-hop culture and where I come from and what my voice is. Backpacker is really somebody that's really deep into the hip-hop culture. And then, of course, the soul piece comes in just because of the experience and the melodic form of how my songs come out, because I really, you know, have a hip-hop background. I used to spit for a few years. I've been singing since I was 8. I spit, you know, for a few years before I came to Virginia, and then I just said, you know, there's a lot of having to battle and prove yourself as an MC, so I said, bump it. I was given a voice to sing, so I might as well just fuse the two together, and there you go.
Let me clarify something for those that may not be hip-hoppers. She said spit.
She did. She did not mean
to thrust saliva onto the concrete.
Some prose, to deliver lyrics in a rhythm form. That is spitting is. Yes.
She rhymes, she raps, and she sings. And so she's been talking about hip hop a lot, but check this joint out right here. It's called What You Want. It has a pop R&B sound, not hip hop at all. So what that means is she's also diverse.
Very much so. Shout out to Jay Dilla on the beat.
We'll be right back.
Definitely reflection of him.
Us, you missed out on a lot. We got 11 minutes left in the show, and we have Miss, Lil Nancy, excuse me. We have Lil Nancy rocking with us. We got Rich Faith. He's hanging in with us, you know, his clothing and his gems and designs. And, of course, our residents, Hot Chocolate and Mr. T.M. Hyman. And, of course, myself, Mr. Sunshine. Lil Nancy. So you were saying that you have been, you know, you have been spitting, you know, for a while. You started out that way. So, like, what made you transition, though? Like, which one do you prefer?
Which one do I prefer?
Like, when you're performing.
Just the singing came first, and I'll be honest with you guys, I haven't rhymed since probably, when did I leave Atlanta? Probably like since 01, 02. Singing came first. I started singing when I was 8, you know, through the whole, you know, church circuit and, you know, talent shows, things of that nature. So I've been singing since I was little. In my junior or senior year of high school in 97, not to really give my age away, but if you see my pictures, I don't look my age, so it doesn't matter.
Sure does.
These girls, matter of fact, from my church, the same girls that used to be like, hey, get Nancy to do a solo, you know, the same girls kind of came up to me with a deal like, hey, we rhyme, what have you. We got this group called Mahogany Elements, you know, try your hand at rhyming. So it was kind of on a whim. I always wrote poetry. I always wrote stories, but I never really tried to put them to a beat or to rhythmic form. So it just kind of all fell into place. Singing came first. I rhymed for a few years. When I went to Clark Atlanta, I rhymed and sang, kind of had a group. Everybody called us like the Fugees and Diggable Planets, what have you. And then, like I said before, the whole battle element of MCing, like as a young lady, what's the first thing you think they're going to talk about? Either our anatomy or our issues that we deal with on a monthly basis.
Right.
I'm not trying to go ham and cut nobody's throat or punch nobody in the face. I'm trying to rhyme and defend myself as a woman. So I said, okay, all that's enough. And then around, like I said, 02, 03, you know, I kind of got back into the singing again. Luckily, I was blessed with a voice so I could have that same delivery as a rhymer or a poet, but I can kind of space it out and air out my voice a little better as a singer. So I just kind of fused everything together. But my love was always for singing.
Lil Nancy, if you haven't rhymed since 91, maybe you don't spit.
I mean, hey, no, it wasn't. It was 01. 91, I don't even think I was thinking about.
Oh, I thought you said.
But
I know.
Yeah,
oh, 90,
yeah, that's crazy. I was like, ooh. I wasn't even thinking. I love the music, but I wasn't thinking about doing rhyming.
Right.
Back
okay.
Then,
like,
I was in a rap group in 91. I mean, so maybe that's what
right.
Okay.
It's
2013, though. But even 01,
right.
You know, maybe you don't
right.
fit even in with
exactly.
in 01. Yeah. So,
I think
yeah.
what it did, it helped me with my stage presence and my delivery and kind of broke those boundaries of subject matter. I'm not just R&B. I'm not just soul. I'm not neo-soul. Like you
right.
said before, I'm diverse. I'm a bunch of different things. So I think the spitting helped me relate to crowds better, or, you know, the rhyming helped me with my delivery and my subject matter. So
right.
it,
well,
it helped
tell you,
me a
I
lot.
Mean, I'm digging hay to the point to where, because we run this show, we going to
mm-hmm.
rock hay again right now.
TM Hyman approved.
Hey.
the style. I get my shine on, baby. Follow my lead. If it's shining, baby, why don't you holler at me?
Informer coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's the Friday night fight,
hey,
but that song is called Hey. Hey,
that's
hey,
that joint
hey,
right there.
Hey.
Look,
like,
how
little
you
Nancy,
get to your own stuff? That's crazy.
Little Nancy coming live out of VA. We got Rich Faith out of North Carolina. Charlotte is where Kizzy Sunshine is. Plant City is where Hot Chocolate is tonight. Thanks for listening in L.A. They're listening in Chicago. They're tuned in Tennessee. They are listening all the way up in Bath, Maine tonight. They're listening down in Miami. We see you all out in Las Vegas. Hey, we got over 40,000 listeners, and it's not a game.
Wow.
Lil Nancy, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Of
Rich
course.
Faith, thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Hey, any last comments, feedback? You know, how can we follow you all? Ladies first.
Oh, well, thank you for the chivalry. L-I-L-N-A-N-C-I. People tend to spell Nancy with the Y, but the way I spell it is with the I. I mean, not to be facetious, but Google me. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, shoot, everywhere, all under the same name, hashtag, YouTube. I'm just ready to bring this backpack soul to the masses, you know, utilize my resources. So I thank you guys so much for the opportunity and just letting me kick it with y'all tonight. Like, thank you so much.
No, absolutely.
Hey,
we love
good music. So we appreciate when we're presented with the opportunity to share good music with everybody else.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Any last minute feedback tonight, sir? Thanks for rocking.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure. And as far as our contact, you know, Instagram, Facebook is 757-392-6810. That's my contact. And shoot me a text or check me out on Instagram or Facebook. It's rich_faith, RICH_FAITH. And so let me know what you need and check my page. If anything, just give me some feedback as far as your likes or dislikes.
No doubt. Hey, check us out Monday, 9 p.m. We're talking about African-Americans as it relates to the penal system. It's going to be a two-part show. So part one Monday, 9 p.m., part two Wednesday, 9 p.m. It is Black History Month. Continue to rock with us as we rock with you. Thanks for the love. Ladies, take us home. Good night, everybody.
TM Hummer Radio.
Yep.
Peace and power.
Talk radio.